leaving them girls loose.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hour number two, and unfortunately our final show of the week. Want to wish everybody, obviously, a happy, happy Thanksgiving. And we're happy to be joined in studio now by the great Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network for the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill. By now, you know it's located on the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. You know to go to Blue Point Grill. That's grillwithane.com for reservations. And you are well aware that Matt Wilhelm likes his oysters hand-shucked, and they'll do that 75,000-plus times at Blue Point. It is the Silver Spoons Award winner for the best seafood restaurant ever since opening, and that's a reputation earned by serving the absolute freshest and highest quality seafood. They also have great steaks. They've got a lobster bisque that'll just make your mouth water. You know what I'm saying? It's a who's who of in town, so get there, make your reservation, Blue Point Grill. That's grillwithane.com. And if you want to tailgate in style before the Colts game or Cincinnati, your last two chances at home until we host a playoff game, you can do that. Oysters, Bloody Marys, valet parking, it is pre-gaming in style at Blue Point Grill. Doug, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
Always glad to have you aboard here. We're going to start with a little bit of silliness. We're going to go start with, what Browns player or coach would you invite to your Thanksgiving dinner, Doug?
I'd invite Joe Bettonio.
Nice.
Just because the way he ran down Devin Hester.
He deserves a good meal.
Well, you know, everybody talks about the Beckham catch. I think his catching up of Hester was the best catch of the weekend in my book.
He said it's a first special teams tackle of his career at any level, and it's pretty good that he tackled the best returner in the history of the game.
Well, he kind of missed the old days when you only had 40 guys and you got to start and play special teams.
That's right. Yes, he certainly did. And, Doug, when you look at this game here against the Buffalo Bills, obviously big playoff implications, draft implications. Mike Pettine knows this team well. They know Mike Pettine well. What do you think the key, though, is for the Browns to get the W on Sunday in Orchard Park?
Well, I think you got to control the front four of the Bills. I mean, they penetrate, and, you know, we've had trouble with defensive lines that penetrate. They obviously have some pretty good pass rushers, and they can create a pass rush without blitzing, which, you know, allows them to drop everybody in the secondary. So you've got to be careful, and much like, other teams that, you know, do that, they got a lot of takeaways. So, you know, you've got to be careful. They're in the plus column. I think they're one up on us in regards to the giveaway takeaways. So, you got to be safe with the football.
Have you heard of a defensive line that's got three guys on it with nine or more sacks in 11 games into a season? And how do you deal with that?
Well, I mean, you deal with it man on man. And I think you got to get some help from your tight ends on occasion just to give them a different look. But, the thing is you want to get the running game going. And one of the disappointing things about last week was, you know, Brian had an off day, but it was the first time he's had an off day with the running game being intact. Jacksonville, we had nothing. Houston, we had nothing in the running game. And that kind of led to some struggles that he had. But last week, you know, we got the running game going, but we struggled at the quarterback position.
Deke, what kind of game do you look for Brian Hoyer to have? I think his confidence as a starting quarterback in the National Football League has wavered most recently against the Atlanta Falcons. What type of game do you expect him to have this week against the Buffalo Bills? And as you said, a very strong defense up front.
Well, I think, you know, the thing he's going to have to do is probably get the ball out a little quicker. And one of the problems that we've had is on the accuracy of our short passing game. But with that said, you know, Brian, you know, always had the ability to bounce back, and he bounced back in the last 40 seconds against Atlanta. And, you know, that's pretty tough, you know, for a guy who, you know, obviously was kind of down about the fact of the game that he had played with the three interception going into that last drive, you know, to get it all together. And, you know, everybody helped out and made it happen.
We know what you can do to slow down a team that relies on blitzing for its pressure, but when you're facing a team that gets it from its front four, can drop seven, what are the tricks that you can do to slow down that pass rush? Screens, draws, et cetera. What do you dial up there?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things you do is, you chip on one of the defensive ends, and you do it, bring it from different ways. You also move the pocket around. You know, you can't be stationary in the pocket where, you know, they know where the spot is, and they're going to collapse the pocket on you. Because, you know, they've got the guys inside that can really bring the heat inside. Normally you get the pass rush from the outside, but these guys can bring it from the inside too. So, you know, you maybe keep the fullback in and, you know, let him help out on occasion. And you take those plays where, you know, you might just load it up and max up the protection and go down the field because, you know, their secondary, other than Gilmore, is a little suspect.
Deke, we took a couple callers yesterday, and they started talking about that. You know, we have to have that playoff mentality now because, you know, we can't slip up and lose a game and fall out of, you know, even our division or potentially the wild card. Do you think it's too early to think that way because you get players in this locker room, you know, essentially Brian Hoyer. We've heard Terrence West make those comments about pressing too early or too soon prior to that late December push that teams have to have.
Well, I think that's the carrot that you want all season long. I mean, you want to look forward to it. And for guys like Joe Thomas, who've been here for 7 years and really not have enjoyed it, I think it's a good thing. I think, you know, the enjoyment of this city when you win is so great. And I think these guys have gotten a feel for it. And I think, you know, the way you look for it, every game is important. And, you know, you say this is a must-win game. Well, every game's a must-win game in my book. And I think, you know, these guys have responded because they play as a team. I mean, the chemistry in this football team is very good. You look on the defensive side with the injuries we've had, guys have stepped up and played. And, you know, they played complimentary football. Although, you know, against Atlanta, you'd kind of hoped on those first two turnovers we got, we'd got more than 6 points out of it. But, you know, for the most part, all season long, when we've gotten the opportunity because of the turnover, we've taken advantage of it.
Exactly. You got to do that, capitalize. Now, this is a team that takes very good care of the football. Kyle Orton, only 3 interceptions on the season. What do you think the Browns need to do defensively with their front to kind of rattle him and continue to generate the turnovers they have over the past 6 games where they've gotten 15 most in the league?
Well, I think they've got to do what they did last week, shut down the running game and put the ball in the quarterback's hand and then try to move him off the spot. You know, and it's kind of the irony of the whole deal is, you know, the reason they got Kyle Orton is because we let Brandon Weeden go to Dallas. So, you know, what goes around comes around.
No question.
Deke, in my eyes, I think that this is a football game where, you know, they've got Sammy Watkins, their emerging rookie wide receiver. Do you think that, and Robert Woods, who when taken away last week, Sammy Watkins was by the New York Jets, Robert Woods stepped up and made a lot of plays. Does this match up really well for us? Because I think Hayden and Screen, in my eyes, are superior over a young Watkins and Robert Woods.
Well, I think so. You know, that's one of our strengths, those two cornerbacks. But, you know, we saw it last week with as soon as you throw Josh Gordon in, all of a sudden Hawkins becomes a more viable option in the passing game because you go from your first cornerback going over to Josh to your second cornerback going to Hawkins. And, you know, that's where you've got to do. You've got to find out, you know, you don't just feed the ball to Josh. And I think that was one of our problems last week, trying maybe to feed it to him a little bit too much. But with that said, I think, you know, it was a lesson learned by Brian. And, you know, we'll move on and hopefully not make those mistakes again.
Deke, Josh Gordon, unbelievable to see him back out there. Effortlessly comes back after missing basically 3 months. 8 catches, 120 yards, could have been more. What does he bring to this team?
Well, I think what he brought was, you know, that playmaker that can take the top off of defense. And it was really good to see Josh pound his chest after the game because sometimes, you know, you can't read Josh, the emotions that he has. But I think he showed the emotion when he was pounding his chest after the game because when Josh is into the game, Josh is tough to beat.
What did you think of his comments today? I don't know if you heard it from Nate on the NFL Network with Nate Burleson saying that he felt when he came back, he's been throughout his suspension, he was a little bit alienated by some people, the people he thought were his friends, including inside this building, didn't reach out to him as much. Is that just kind of the nature of football that when you're hurt or you're suspended and not around, things just kind of have to move on without you?
Yeah, that's one of the things. You know, you got your roster and you got your guys that are going to be playing on Sunday, and when a guy gets hurt, you know, one of the things is you feel like you're not part of the thing. And that's not unnatural with any football team. And, you know, I remember when Randy Lerner was, you know, owned the football team. And I telling Randy, you know, when somebody gets hurt, you know, give them a call because, you know, they want to feel like they're part of the football team. And I think that's important. I mean, but, you know, the ship moves on. I mean, you can't sit there and babysit somebody and, you know, sit there and stroke them. And, that's unfortunately is the way the game is. It's the guys that are playing that, you count on. So I don't think it's unusual for somebody to feel that way. But by the same token, I don't think it was a slight by the fact that, you know, okay, well, you're not playing. It's just that you've got a football game. You got to get ready for that. And, you know, if you're focused on that, you know, it's not time to pat somebody else on the back. And I understand where he's coming from. But by the same token, I don't think it was a slight of him.
All right, Deke. Favorite Thanksgiving food?
Dressing.
dressing. The dressing I like. Well, Doug, happy Thanksgiving to you. Looking forward to seeing you in Buffalo this weekend. Best of luck with your brother, and hopefully you guys all get to be together and have a nice holiday.
Appreciate it. Same to you guys.
Thank you. All right. That was Doug Deacon on the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill on the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. Best seafood restaurant in town. It's a great place to go on a date. And listen, if you just made a new best friend, go take JJ, have some good times down there. You can have a bromance date at Blue Point Grill. They don't care. They just want to have you in there and give you great food and great service down on the corner of West 6th and St. Clair. It's Blue Point Grill. That's grilledwithan.e.com for reservations. Blue Point Grill, best seafood in town, best restaurant in town. You're going to love it. And you got a VIP experience for everyone. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. When we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll have the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine's press conference. And this just in, Nasty Nate Burleson will be with us in studio at 2:40 p.m. to help us wrap up this unbelievable show on a Wednesday. We'll also have more opportunities for you all to call your shot, get involved in the contest to win the autographed Desmond Bryant mini helmet. That's coming up right after this.